AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The differences between Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are spilling out into the open now after last night's town hall meeting in Iowa.
The United States today is the only major country on earth that doesn't guarantee health care to all people as a right.
Senator Sanders has a proposal that will also replace the Affordable Care Act if it could ever be enacted, which raises a hard question for me, because what I want to do is build on the Affordable Care Act.
The questions that divide them have to do with how much to change the health care system and the economic and education systems, too, and what the federal government's role in that should be. Asked about the civil war in Syria and the continuing conflict in Iraq, Clinton said,
"No American ground troops in Syria or Iraq. Special forces, trainers, yes. Planes to bomb, yes. No ground forces."
The town hall was on CNN last night. The East Coast continues digging out from under 2 feet or so of snow. Jennifer Dixon lives in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, and she says she and her neighbors are doing all the heavy lifting.
"It's very disappointing. We haven't seen one truck come through here. There's not even one plow has gone through. This is all foot traffic right here."
She talked to WJLA-TV. Federal government offices are still closed in D.C., as are schools. New York City's gotten the subway running again. Residents in southern New Jersey, though, are still cleaning up the mess from the flooding caused by the snowstorm. And officials are warning that repairing the damage and beach erosion there could be very expensive. President Obama says putting prisoners in solitary may make them more dangerous, so he's going to ban the use of solitary confinement for juvenile and low-level offenders in federal prisons. Facing criminal charges in Texas, two anti-abortion activists who made undercover videos. This is AP Radio News. A New York City police officer is on trial for manslaughter in the shooting of an unarmed man in a public housing stairwell. Our Warren Levinson is there.
Testimony at the trial of Officer Peter Liang began with a dramatic 911 recording made after Liang accidentally fired the shot that killed Akai Gurley on a public housing stairway.
"Ma'am, you said the cops are there?"
"He's not breathing."
"He's not breathing."
"All right, his girlfriend, is she willing to do CPR?"
The caller testified Liang and his partner did nothing to help the dying man. Advocates call the trial justice for a long string of police killings of unarmed black men. Defenders of the officer say he's being made a scapegoat. Warren Levinson, New York.
Still on the loose, three inmates who escaped from the Orange County, California jail. The men are considered dangerous, say authorities, who believe they may be hiding with family, friends, or gang members. All of them were about to go to trial on separate violent felony charges. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.